You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Had the tables turned on me last night a little bit because you and I are used to being the hosts of a show. And we'll occasionally have guests or, you know, if people call in, they are our guests. And last night I was a guest on somebody else's podcast and it was kind of weird being in the other chair.
You were telling me about this yesterday. Some dude you used to work with or something, right?
He was, I should say he is a Denver radio legend, who, although he hasn't been in Denver for many years now, he went off and became a legend in Houston for a while and then a legend in Minneapolis. My guy is a walking legend. Michael Moon was his name, and he does his show, and it was just kind of side for a little while.
Yeah?
You know, it's his responsibility, he and his co-hosts, and I don't know. It's very relaxed for me. I could finally say anything I wanted.
There you go. You guys reminisce about the 80s?
Well, there was some reminiscing, but there was a lot of talk about stuff today. And it was, I don't know, it was fun. I think we balanced out the reminiscing with looking forward and, contemporary stuff. And it was a really, really good time. So
that's good.
For anyone
that's
who
fun.
Has been listening to Denver radio for a long time, you might remember the name Moon. He was quite the character. He's one of the first people I met when I moved to Denver back in mid-80s. And I have to tell this story. I told the story on the podcast. I mean, it was a different time. But it was 1986. And I came walking into the studio. It was probably 9 o'clock at night. And he's doing the night show. And I'd heard from the program director, this guy you're going to meet who's doing the night show there, he's a little different. And I went walking in, and he's sitting back with his feet up on the counter. He's smoking a cigarette. doing the show.
Yeah.
And we introduce each other, to ourselves. And he says, all right, and here's where you got this, and here's where you got this. And down here, he swings open a cabinet down around knee level. He goes, down here, this is the liquor cabinet.
Oh, man, it was a different
time. And I look down in there, and he's got, I think, a 12-pack of beer going in that thing. So he's smoking and drinking beer while he's doing the show. And it's
totally
one of my,
different.
I was 25 years old, and it was one of my, first introductions to big city Denver radio. My God.
Oh, man.
He had the number one show. Cause and effect?
Maybe.
Cause and effect?
Maybe
you think about
we need
it.
To start drinking some more. Well, now we're number one, and we're in here drinking iced tea and eating cheese sticks. So.
Right. So maybe that's not the
maybe that's
the secret
not the key
ingredient.
To success.
Hey, different strokes, right, Jeremy?
That's right, man.
Different strokes. Anyway, so that was fun. What's going on in your world?
Well, yesterday was gym day, so I wandered over to the gym, and it was buys and tries day, Dom. And so I'm there doing my tricep workout, and my right arm is just, it's hurting. Oh, what is right on the back? I'm like, what is going on? So I wander over to the mirror, and I lift up my giant muscular arm, and I start looking in the mirror, and there's a big bruise on the back of my arm. I'm like, what the hell is that? Where does that come from? It's big. And I go, oh, knick-knack. That's
rough sex,
from
huh?
Knick-knack. No. So we do this thing where we kind of, I'll maybe go over and start, kissing her on the neck or something, and then I'll immediately go up and, stick my tongue in her ear. And she hates it, okay? And she does this thing to me where she'll walk by and pinch the back of my arm.
Oh, that hurts.
And I will tell you, I don't care if you are The Rock or you are Thor. If somebody pinches you on the back of your arm, it will drop you to your knees. So the other night we're having a tickle fight, let's call it. We do that from time to time where we tickle each other, whatever, we're wrestling on the floor. And she reached up and grabbed the back of my arm, the hardest she's ever grabbed it, and twisted. And you should see this nasty bruise I have on the back of my arm. But the funny thing is we do it all in love. Do you guys do anything like that where you kind of poke at each other a little bit or do something weird to each other?
That we can talk about? No. No, but I have a question.
What's that?
I want to know why that part of the body, because everybody understands exactly what you're talking about.
It's so sensitive.
Why is that? It seems like we would evolve to where that part of our body would be a little bit tougher. Does that make sense?
I don't know how you make that part of your body tougher. You can't build up calluses back there way.
If you pinch the other side of your arm, it doesn't hurt really at all. But you pinch back there, and it does.
It is brutal. So I was like, man, if you're ever like being attacked or something, don't go for the eyes. Go for the back of the arm.
Just put a twist into the flesh back there, and you'll be able to run away.
So yeah, so I'm walking around with this giant bruise, and I'm sure everyone's like, how did that guy get that big old bruise on his arm? Well, my wife, she pinches. She's a pincher. She's a crab.
So tell me more. How else does she hurt you?
She likes to slap me.